I don't say good day to you this day of your time. How are you all? All right. Thank you. We are engaging in this transmission, this day of your time, to discuss the principles, concepts, ideas that you have just listened to in this particular collective work that you have labeled on your planet, The Secret. We recognize that many of you have listened to this work. Many more will be listening to this work. This, of course, for many of you familiar with us, will contain many ideas and principles that will be familiar to you. Concepts that we have discussed and many other beings have discussed in a variety of ways for many years. Regardless of what might seem to be slight terminological differences, slight variations in presentations, you can sense, if you pay attention, that the principles are identical. The idea here to pay attention to most is that your civilization has arrived in its evolution of consciousness at a place and a time where a compilation like this, where a work like this can be created, has been created, and is spreading among your people. This simply indicates that you now have at your disposal, at your fingertips, a tool that you have created collectively from your collective consciousness that is designed, as we spoke of last night of your time, to function as a very, very strong and general representative permission slip to allow you to give yourselves permission to become more of who you are. In listening to that recording, the idea is to allow yourself to treat it, if you will, as a meditation, and to allow yourself to recognize what is familiar and to lock onto what is not and incorporate those ideas in one overall comprehensive and cohesive arrangement of these concepts that have been being discussed for many years. We congratulate your civilization for having arrived at a place where now this kind of idea can be produced in your society and can be met with resounding reception, for many, many beings find themselves attracted to this. And you have seen this demonstrated on many levels of your media, where this idea is not only talked about in this format, but you are witnessing many other similar formats coming up from many different people who now are also recognizing these ideas are at the core of how to attract, how to create, how to manifest, how to experience the reality you prefer, that you believe is most harmoniously aligned with the being that you prefer to be, with your true natural self. There are no discrepancies between this work and anything we have said. If you feel that there are, this is simply terminological and semantic. We recognize that they may be using slightly different words, but in your soul and in your heart, you know they are saying exactly the same thing we have been saying for 23 orbits of your time. The idea is that when they say, your thoughts will create this, your thoughts will create that, you know what they are saying is your beliefs are doing this. Just because they use the word thought does not mean the concept is different. Do not make a difference where none exists. This is our first recommendation. When you listen to these ideas, allow yourself to bring to bear what you know to be true. And apply the interpretation necessary to bring the way they are saying it into focus and into alignment with what you know to be true in principle. It doesn't matter that the words may be slightly different. It's the same idea. Identical. Identical. Now, the one thing that is also additionally wonderful about this is that you now have this available to you on a daily basis. And we would suggest that for those of you that may feel that you find it difficult to, quote unquote, maintain a connection with these ideas, we would suggest that you avail yourself of this tool every single time, any single time you feel your focus waning, you feel yourself doubting, you feel yourself creating negativity. You have this now at your disposal in what for you is a technologically convenient form. And here really is the crux of the issue. How interested are you in changing your life? Really? Because again, as was said there, and as we have said for 23 orbits, your behavior, your actions are the key. You have heard in the segment that you just listened to, the individual say, well, here is the secret to the secret. And they then discuss the idea about state of being, that you can simply choose to be happy for its own sake. And you can. We have said this many times. Without needing any other reason to do so. But now we would also like to share with you that there is also another secret to the secret. And if you wish, as an addition to what has been said in your recording, I could say then that there is a secret to the secret to the secret. Now, it's not that this was not said over and over and over again by us in the recording and by many other people. But it was said in ways that may not allow you to recognize it for what it is. It was said in general ways. It was said in illustrative ways. It was said in anecdotal ways. But now we are going to tell you very plainly. There is an underlying concept here that many of you may be missing out on because it hasn't been said plainly. Because we understand that because of many of the definitions and belief systems that many of you have been raised with, that some of those definitions may act as a filtering system that will not really allow you to hear clearly what the underlying fundamental concept here is. We know that many of you get it when we say, follow your passion, act on your passion. And when you have heard others say, follow your bliss, act on your excitement, act on your passion, behave as if. We know that you believe you get that much. But at the same time, in many of the discussions we have had with many of you, we also hear the idea of putting your trust in negativity, of doubting yourself, and saying, well, I am doing my best to follow my passion, but it doesn't seem to be working. Well, I'm doing my best to do this. I'm doing my best to do that. Here's the key that we find, in a sense, is lacking from what the energy is that you're attempting to apply when attempting to follow your passion. It's all well and good to recognize that following your passion, when you recognize it, is the thing to do. But what you may not also understand the importance of is that you also, here it is, are you paying attention? The secret to the secret to the secret. Ears open wide. This is going to sound very simple, but it's very important. When you are acting on your passion, you must also be passionate about being passionate, which many of you are not. When you search for your passion, and then you find something, or you recognize the idea of looking around at any given moment for what excites you the most at that moment, and many of you make an attempt, many of you make an application, many of you do an act, there will still be, according to many of your belief systems, those moments when you go back into, when you choose to go back into many of your negative beliefs, many of your negative feelings, many of your negative thoughts, the things you don't prefer. And this is where it is most crucial to remember that you must also be passionate about being passionate in order to really allow your passion to work. And what this simply means is you don't ever give up. You, at any given moment that you feel yourself waning, look around and use your imagination and create for yourself in that moment an action and a behavior that will take you back into your passion. You must, in that sense, exhibit passion in order to create passion. This is how you bootstrap yourself up the vibrational ladder. To put it in another way. You have heard us say, you have heard them say. When you have a vision, when you have a dream, when you have a picture, when you have a visualization, act it out as best as you can. Do all the things as best as you can to allow yourself to create the frequency of the reality you prefer, even if it isn't literally, physically manifesting yet. This is the willingness to be passionate about being passionate, instead of choosing to feel the idea of the inertia tugging at you from the beliefs you don't prefer. The willingness to act differently regardless of the recognition that you have those beliefs. For example, when you see someone who is truly driven, truly passionate about something, about some career, about some reality, about some idea, you literally see that they are hungry for this manifestation. They are driven. They are obsessed with it. The idea is to become obsessed about being obsessed. To do the things themselves for their own sake of creating passion that will then allow you the opportunity to take that and create the vibrational state necessary to attract what you prefer. So, as we said, here's an example. You have now at your disposal, as we said, this tool called The Secret and many other tools. Doesn't have to be this, but it's readily available to you all in a very convenient form, so it can be this. But as an example, if you are sitting around looking at your life, looking to be passionate about something, and wondering how to be passionate about being passionate, the idea, again, to recognize is that when you see people who truly are passionate, they are driven at every level, at every stage. So, if it's really that important to you, if it's really that important to you, bless you. If it's really that important to you to create the reality you say you prefer, you will do what it takes You will do anything. You will be hungry to create a vibration of passion within you all the time. Which means that if you have any kind of permission slip or tool available to you, you will use it as often as you can. You will inundate yourself with it until there can be no other thought, until there is no other choice. To put it in pragmatic terms, if you find yourself one day feeling that your energy is waning, listen, put on your headphones and listen to the secret again. If the next day you find your energy is waning, put on your headphones and listen to it again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Until you get it. Until it sinks in. Until it becomes second nature. Until it becomes your first thought. Until you don't think any other way. Inundate. Immerse yourself in all the things that are of that nature, to the exclusion of all other techniques, all other offerings, all other tools. If you're really passionate about something, and passionate about being that passionate, you will do what it takes. You will allow yourself to be completely submerged and obsessed with the very idea of creating the state itself that is representative of the reality you prefer. Now, you don't have to do this. It's up to you. But what we are saying here now, and what we will be repeating throughout this particular transmission, is the recognition that whatever stage, whatever level of frequency, whatever level of commitment, whatever level of drive, whatever level of hunger you decide you choose to have for being passionate is completely what will determine the level of reflection you get, the level of effect you get. So if you say to yourself, I don't have to listen to that again. I already know it. Still not working for me. I'm still not happy. Still not getting the reality vibration. Still not creating the state of being I want. But I don't have to listen to that again. Then that's the state you will remain in. When you remember a time when you became passionate about something, anything, you couldn't get enough of it. Every day, every waking thought, you ate it, you drank it, you breathed it in. You looked for anything that had to do with that thing, to learn more, to feel more, to absorb more, to immerse yourself, surround yourself more with that idea. The idea is that that in and of itself, that activity in and of itself of immersing yourself in a passionate state is paramount, is very important to the generation of attracting all the things that are then representative of that passion. So if you're not going to be passionate about being passionate, you are going to remove for yourself a very strong stepping stone, a very strong connective link to attracting the things themselves that are representative of your passion. Does this make sense to you? All right. Now we understand, and we know you understand, that even with this knowledge, there will still be portions of your mind, portions of your physical mind going, oh no, no, that's just too much. So be it. That's your choice. But we are here to tell you that everything you need to know and everything you have learned from us is being restated in this work, and you have it available to you. Take advantage of it. immerse yourself. And again, please remember how important it is for many of you to act things out. We know, it's no secret to us, that when we have often suggested to many of you that the way to allow yourself greater opportunity for manifestation, greater ability for manifestation, is to actually go and physically act out the scenario that represents your highest joy. And we know, as we said, it's no secret to us that most of you simply don't. Why not? That's the question. That's the true, honest self-assessment that really needs to be investigated. Why not? Because what that simply means is you're not really that passionate about creating that reality. It's not really that important to you. You're not really consumed by it. You're not really obsessed by it. You're not really immersed by it. Why not? That's the question. Why not? That is the most important question you can ask yourself with regard to what you say is your passion. Why am I not more passionate about my passion? Why am I not willing to do the things that everyone says will work? Why not? And that's where you need to come face to face with your own identity, your own physical mind, your own belief systems, your own definitions, your own issues about what it is that you are allowing to define you as a personality. What it is you are choosing to believe in as a personality. Now, you also heard in that recording an idea that we began to discuss last night of your time, and this is the idea of what the job of your physical personality mind actually is and what it isn't. Many of you have been taught to believe that your physical mind is in charge, that it's supposed to control everything and figure out how everything is supposed to happen in order for everything to work. But you heard in the recording, and you heard us say last night of your time, that this is not your job description. Your physical mind is not designed to understand how things happen. It is only designed to perceive how things happened. It is not designed to perceive how things will happen. It is only designed to perceive how things happened. The higher self, that level just above physical reality that is also part of your personal being, is the level of your being that has the ability to understand how things happen. And that's why you heard us say and the secret say, you don't have to worry, you don't have to focus on how something will come about. There is no way for you to know. It's not within the capacity of your physical mind to know that. It's only within the capacity of your physical mind to see how it did occur, but not how it will occur. The knowledge of how it will occur comes from your higher self, not from your physical mind. As we said last night of your time, again, pay attention, very crucial. The higher self conceives. The physical brain receives. The physical personality mind perceives. The physical personality mind does not conceive of anything. The physical mind is not capable of generating an idea, not one. Not one. Any idea you have ever had has never come from your physical mind, not one. It can only perceive the result of the idea that was received by the brain from the conception of the higher self. Beginning to understand this relationship will allow you to begin to have a better relationship and an open line of communication with the higher self, and will allow you as physical minds to allow the you that is the higher self to do its job, while the physical mind goes about doing the job it was designed to do, which is to simply focus you in physical reality so that you can perceive and experience the result of what you conceived from the higher self to be representative of your natural truth and joy. So, this knowledge and this understanding and this relationship can allow you to relax and not feel like you have to do so much. It's not your responsibility in that sense as a physical mind to generate these things and figure out how it's all going to happen. As we said last night of your time, we recognize that the physical mind, if it is taught to think it's in charge, can get caught up in the idea of attempting to repeat how something did occur, thinking that what it is perceiving is actually how the next thing needs to occur, when in fact it's not. The idea of attempting to do that will only cause a repetitive cycle, a repetitive loop, that will simply allow you to remain stuck in one particular manifestational level, and it won't advance until you allow yourself to make the leap and let go of how you think it needs to happen, and let the higher self show you how it can happen. And then let your physical mind simply receive, perceive how it did happen. So you don't need to carry those bags. You don't need to carry that luggage. It's too heavy. You weren't designed to carry it. If you keep carrying it, you will be exhausted very quickly. You will start dragging. You will say, life is a drag. This doesn't work. I'm not having any fun. Why not? Because you're doing too many jobs. You're not doing the job you were designed to do only. You're also attempting to do the job of the higher self. The higher self is the you that is on the mountaintop, that has the big picture, that has the far view, that can look down at the physical mind in the valley and say, the road is this way. I'm telling you, turn left. I know you think you're supposed to turn right because you think you're in charge, but I'm telling you, turn left. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. You don't have to know how turning left is going to get you to where you want to go. I can see that it is because I'm on the mountaintop. You don't need to know. All you need to do is what? Trust me that I'm telling you the truth. Why would I do anything different? I'm you. When you understand that your higher self is truly an aspect of you, maybe you will be willing to start listening. Instead of thinking, because your physical mind has been taught to think it's in charge and thus doesn't trust anyone else's two cents, instead of thinking that your higher self is trying to deceive you, trying to trick you, can't listen to that guy, that gal. What does he know? What does she know about being down here in the valley? A lot. Because you are also it, and it is also you. What we are simply saying is this is the complete person. Higher self, receiver brain, physical mind, this is the complete persona. And when you compartmentalize yourself, you are not functioning literally, not functioning as a complete person. You are shunting responsibility and the load of the job to only one portion of your personality, only one portion of your persona, the physical mind, and expecting it to take up the slack, which it is not designed to do. You're putting too much weight on it, too much emphasis on it, and it's going to wear the physical you down to the point where it won't matter what the higher self says about taking this road or that road. You'll just be too exhausted to move. Just can't do it. Sorry. The idea is that when you allow yourself to let the higher self pick up that slack by doing the job it was designed to do, your load will be lightened. You will be energized. You will be enlightened. You will feel freer. You will feel like you have more energy than you ever imagined possible. You will be able to move in the direction the higher self is suggesting, because you will then not be weighed down by things that you don't have any business carrying with you. And it will make you feel free, and you can run down the road, and that means as soon as you give up the job that isn't yours, things will accelerate. If you think you need to lug all this luggage down the road, it's going to be slow going. When you drop what isn't yours, things will speed up, because now you're not carrying extra weight. Things will accelerate. The paradox here is that because the physical mind has been taught to think it's in charge and has to figure out how everything is going to happen, it actually slows things down, even in the face of wanting things to speed up. It's doing exactly the opposite of what it actually really wants to have happen by taking on too much weight. So by letting that go and allowing yourself to function as the whole being, and trusting the how to the higher self, and not thinking about it, not worrying about it in the physical mind as to how you're going to get where you know you want to be, then you will allow there to be balance on all levels of your being. Things will flow in that positive direction representative of your natural self, because you will be behaving as your true, interconnected, holistic, natural self. When people talk about the idea of letting go, when they talk about the idea of surrender, this is what they're talking about. Simply surrender to being who you actually are instead of who you've been taught to think you're supposed to be. This is what you are now realizing in this new age of transformation on your planet. That you're not alone. That the compartmentalized you that you heretofore thought was the totality of your being is in fact nothing but a small piece. And that you actually have other portions of yourself that you could be using, that you could be allowing to carry some of the load with you, but which you have refused to believe can happen because of the way your personality mind, your physical mind, has been taught to think about what it's supposed to do, about what its responsibilities actually are. And thus then, once the physical mind has taken on this much weight, has taken on this much more job than it was designed to do, and it feels tired and it feels stressed and it feels weighed down, what's the next step after that? Victimization. Resentment. It starts dissolving and devolving and breaking down because it cannot carry the load. And once it starts breaking down thinking this is supposed to be working and it's not, it now feels betrayal from the universe. The universe isn't supporting me. It's not working for me. No, you're not working for you. You're not working for you because you're working too hard for you. Lighten up on yourself. The universe does not expect you to have to struggle. It does not expect you to have to, in any way, shape, or form, suffer. Challenges, yes, but those are exciting. Activity, yes, but that's exciting. Struggle, suffer, no. There is no expectation on behalf of the universe that you should have to struggle and suffer to be yourself. All the struggling, all the suffering, all the doubt, all the fear comes from the misunderstanding of who you are, and thus resisting your natural self because you're afraid to give up that control from the physical mind to the greater self for which it was designed. And when you thus then don't do that and take it all on yourself and start slogging down the road, very heavy under the burden of things you have no business carrying, comes the victimization, the sense of fear, the sense of betrayal, the sense of being alone, the sense of being cut off, the sense of being disconnected, the resentment, the hate, self-loathing, lack of deservability. All these issues stem from not allowing your full self to carry the load. All of it. Bless you. There are, as we said, now many more different, shall we say, permission slips being created by many different people with regard to ideas such as abundance and living your passion and so on and so forth. They are all saying the same thing. Choose whichever one seems to work best for you. But when you make a choice as to what permission slip is most reflective and most representative of what you believe works best for you, then take that information and inundate and immerse yourself in it to the point where you are truly exhibiting a passion for being passionate. And thus then you will find that you will infuse yourself when you give up the weight that doesn't belong to you, and you infuse yourself with a passion for being passionate, the levels of synchronicity will explode in your life to such a degree that you will find staggering, miraculous, enlightening, uplifting, levitating. You will be flying in many different ways. Accelerating, opening up, feeling the love that has always been there unconditionally for you.